Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Kremlin's Candidate by Jason Matthews. Read by Jeremy Bob.
Prologue, The Metropole. September 2005. Despite the velvet-flocked gold-leaf splendor of the Metropole Hotel, the enduring fetor of Moscow clung to the drapes and lay thick on the carpet, an incense of fusel oil, boiled cabbage, and ruined pussy. 24-year-old Lieutenant Dominika Igorova of the Sluzhba Veshni Razvedki, the SVR, the External Russian Foreign Intelligence Service, stood in her underwear, black lace from Wolford in Vienna, and looked down at the naked woman on the bed, snoring on her back, a feral, protruding incisor visible in her open mouth. The American woman, her name was Audrey, had been a biter. Dominika looked in the smoky gilt mirror at the purple half-moon bite mark on her shoulder, the irregular notch from Audrey's snaggle tooth clearly visible. The 19th-century bed, formerly from the Pavlovsk Palace in St. Petersburg, had a soaring rococo canopy framed in falls of musty satin and faded silk ropes. The twisted sheets under Audrey's tall, bony body were darkly wet in a wide circle. Besides the biting, there had been the throaty grunts, more characteristically heard from boars in the thickets of the Smolensk hunting preserve. Audrey was what they called a kruknut in sparrow school, a screamer in bed.